Kia ora and welcome to RDU 98.5. Well, I am so excited to be talking to my next guest. They're out with a brand new song today. It's called Thick. It's an excellent song, much like all their songs, really. I'm delighted to be talking to Louisa Nicklin. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good.
What's been going on in your life recently?
Well, in my life, lots of things have been going on in my life, but released a single today and a video and announcing my next album.
Yes. Now, let's get into a little bit. How do you feel? Do you ever get used to, like, release day?
I guess so, but it's always an exciting day, particularly if you've been working on something for a long time, like, it's nice to finally share it.
Yes, and so tell me a little bit about Thick. Fantastic song, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really proud of it. I love it. Tell me a little bit about it.
I guess it's one of the more, like, chaotic tunes from this album, where we just, let loose with lots of weird sounds and guitar riffs and things like that, whereas the rest of the album's a bit more considered, perhaps.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and the song's kind of been kicking around for quite a few years. It nearly made it onto the first album, but we didn't really like what we'd done with it, so... finally made into something we feel really good about.
Yay, great, that's fantastic. Did it kind of always stand out as a single?
Yeah, I guess because it's quite an accessible, like, fun tune. Yeah, very repetitive and, just seems kind of, like, singly.
Yeah, fair enough. Sometimes they just are, you know?
Yeah.
Not just a song, though, but, of course, an album coming.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. When does that come out? When can we expect that?
Sorry, I'm actually just in the car, and the car's just telling me to get out of the way.
No, you're totally okay.
So it's going to come out in August. And what was your question again, sir?
No, I was just asking when it comes out. So it's coming out in August.
Yes.
Thick sounded like it was a little different to kind of what else we might hear on the album.
Yeah. It's kind of... The rest of the album... I mean, there's some other tunes that are kind of a little bit more, rock and roll like this one, but
yeah, right.
Still lean into the singer-songwriter ambient kind of energy as well that I like to do.
Do you think it's like a progress on from your last album?
Yeah. It definitely feels like a development from the last album. Obviously, lots of, like, similarities, still the same person writing songs, but I think the content that I sing about is a bit different, and we spent a lot more time with this on this one, and I worked with Shane Carter as the producer, and he really helped me in the songwriting process as well as the recording process.
Yeah, right. Interesting, wow.
Yeah, kind of make it just a bit more purposeful.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. And are you someone who enjoys the recording process?
Yeah, I do enjoy recording. I enjoy it the most when other people are playing their parts and I get to sit there and listen. I find it sometimes a bit stressful when I'm the one recording. When you're just trying to, like, do your guitar part and make it sound really good or whatever, it can be a bit stressful. But I recording process, and I really enjoy... when we do live tracking and just can play with the band, and also enjoy doing, like, the overdub process where you can kind of come up with some fun ideas and experiment a bit.
Yeah, I can imagine it must be quite fun to, like, get that opportunity to sort of play around and try out new things. Is there much of that on this album? Kind of new sounds for you?
Yeah, definitely. Because we had sort of the time with this, we recorded most of it in March last year and then did another batch of recording in November. We had lots of time to kind of sit with it and come back to it and try all sorts of bits and bobs, whereas with the last album, we were kind of smashing it out in a few days, so there was less room for experimentation.
Yeah, interesting. Now tell me, because I cannot make music at all, when do you know a song's done? Is it just kind of like a natural thing, like a gut feeling, or you get to a point where, like, you've kind of perfected all the individual things? How do you know when a song is, you know, done?
Yeah, it's a pretty hard one. I think sometimes you just got to, like, make a date and be like, it's got to be done by this date, and then what it, like, I mean, you can tell when it's sort of done, but you can tinker at it forever, and I think at some point you just have to choose, like, that you're going to roll with what it is at that point, that you're happy with, obviously, but if you go down the perfectionist hole, you could be working on an album forever.
Yeah.
Never release it.
Oh, I'm sure. I always think I'll be like that. I'll be one of those tinkerers who's like, never happy with it ever. Thankfully, I have no musical talent, so it's fine. what else has been going on? Is there many live performances happening in your life at the moment?
I've got a few lined up, doing some things up in Auckland. But planning to come down to the South Island at some point. But maybe not just yet.
No rush. Just take your time. When you're here, you're here, and we'll make plenty of noise about it.
Sounds good. Because
I'm a child, I did giggle at the name Thick. I loved it. It's plain and simple and straight to the point as a name. How did it, like, was that obviously the name for you?
There was a few title options, but it just kind of comes from one of the lyrics, and I reckon it's got quite a visceral, the word is kind of visceral, so I like that.
Yeah, me too. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And the album, does that, like, I think I know the name of it, but I don't want to say it in case it's not, like, out there.
Yeah, no, it's out there. The album's The Big Sulk.
Yeah, brilliant.
Which is sort of like, I guess it has this, like, self-awareness about it, that these are my sulky, sad songs, but actually life's all good. There's worse things in the world.
And is that you in the image?
Yeah, it's an old baby photo I found.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I think, like, you know, there's something to be said about having a sulk sometimes, you know.
Totally.
You need it.
Yeah. Just lean in and have your big sulk and then come out of it and you're all good.
Now, are you quite, like, emotionally honest and vulnerable with this music?
Yeah, definitely. I don't really know how to not be.
Yeah, wow. I mean, first of all, that is an amazing gift to be able to do that. But do you, do you ever feel nervous sharing these emotions and these feelings?
Yeah, for sure. Or sometimes worried that they'll be, I guess it's nice when people take what they want from it. And yeah, but I guess it can be a bit, it can make you feel pretty vulnerable putting all your feelings out in the world like that. Kind of like reading a diary to people.
Yeah. I admire you so much for what you do. I would shit myself.
totally.
Hey, Louisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been a pleasure to chat to you, and I adore everything you do. So
this has been
amazing, and love the new song. I just think it's brilliant. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great, great day.
Yeah, you too.
And that was the lovely Louisa Nicklin talking about her new track, Thick, which I'm going to play for you right now. Do enjoy.